if you have to re-sign him, you can't do a one-year deal anymore. You probably have to do a multi-year deal.
In a way, Jeff Long has set himself up to be able to get out of this thing pretty easy, where he wins 9 or 10 games and he goes, well, he did a good job for what we wanted him to do.
Thanks for holding on.
We can give him this position, da-da-da. But if he wins 11 games, it's going to be mighty hard. And once again, I'll point out, if he wins 11 games, you're going to have a hard time getting somebody to come here saying, I want the job and everything, but how many games did the last guy win? 11, and you fired him?
Well, let's put it in perspective. Last year was the first time we'd won 11 games since 1978. Right? Since the Orange Bowl win, right? 11 games.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So if he were, that means we would go, let's see if he wins 11 games. That means we go 11-2. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, 11. Remember how great we felt last year to be 11-2? Yeah, there's no way you fire. You can't fire him 11-2.
And if he loses the Alabama game right then, the next week, do we go, well, that's it, he's gone.
It depends
on how ugly.
Undefeated regular season, even I will say.
He's on undefeated regular season? What are you talking about?
Undefeated?
Oh, my God. You kidding?
Oh, my God. He'd have to have a heart attack.
I have a feeling we're not going to have to worry about that.
Yeah, that. Good point, RJ. Good point.
Wow, RJ.
I'm just being realistic. Don't get your hopes up.
That's why I'm wearing my ASU shirt today.
Y'all want to do a hair match?
RJ?
Roger? Basil? You want to do a hair match?
If what?
What game?
Hey, you're saying undefeated.
I'm Jacksonville State.
Huh?
Think about it. Okay. Think about it.